welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network.
It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Dionne Warwick, one of the most popular and successful singers in the history of music. And she is not retired. She is still going strong and going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dionne, welcome to the show. And I just think about all the Hall of Fames you're already in at this point. When you think about all the accolades, do those things, they still matter to you, or do they kind of like you kind of brush them aside at this point?
Oh, no, they're very important. And they're important to know that I'm being recognized for the work I put in and appreciated for it.
How do you take care of your voice, too? Because just in a job like this where I talk, I have to make sure I don't shout my voice out. What are some of the tricks you've had over the years to make sure that you're always ready to perform?
Sometimes I'm not. but there really is no secret to it. It's called rest and not abusing the voice. And I try to get as much rest as I possibly can, which is not as much as I'd love to have. But, I take care of it as much as I can. That's the only way you can take care of it, is restless.
I had the pleasure several years ago of interviewing Burt Bacharach. And what did he mean for your career and then collaboration in the early days?
Now, you've got some beautiful melodies for me to sing. And I don't know if you are aware of the fact that Bacharach David Warwick were known as the triangle marriage that worked. We had what was that we were bringing to the table, Bert musically, Hal David with incredible words for me to sing. And I was the one who conveyed all that information to the listening ear.
I think about, too, you know, people who are so popular and they travel overseas, and you were doing that in the 60s. So what was that like going to places in Europe and other places that early on? What was the reception like?
Oh, the reception was most incredible, which was surprising to me because I hadn't a clue that they knew who I was or, you know, anything of that nature. It was amazing. Little girl from East Orange, New Jersey, getting on Air France, going to Paris for the first time, or British Air, going to London for the first time, and then on to Germany and Spain and Italy and all those wonderful places that I've had the pleasure of visiting and performing. It was quite something. Truly something.
So when you first did your first hit, Walk On By, which, you know, all of these are songs we all know because they just are still played to this day. What was that the song that really launched you, Walk On By?
Well, no. Fortunately, my very first recording was a hit record, Don't Make Me Over. And from that springboard to Walk On By. And then we had a heart and on and on and on.
I went to Warwick Castle one time in England. Of course, they dropped a W and they just say Warwick. I always wondered, like, when you go to England, do they know that you're Warwick when you go to England?
Oh, yeah, they do. That's so funny. They said, you call yourself Warwick, we call you Warwick. And they're absolutely right because my name is Warwick, but it's spelled W-A-R-R-I-C-K. And because of a label mishap on my first recording, they replaced one of the R's with a W.
I didn't know that. Wow. That's some good trivia right there. Wow. I also remember you on The Celebrity Apprentice And you were someone to reckon with. You were there to win, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Until I found out the backbiting and madness that was going on there.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know what? I'm going to fire myself. And I did. It was so funny. Some said, you can't fire yourself. I said, yes, I can. I just did.
So why is it that, like, a lot of people would just take their success and you know, retire and go off? Is it just because you're an artist, because you love singing so much, it's just something that you just have to do? You just always enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. I love what I do. And as long as I can do it in a fashion that I feel is up to my par, the bar that I've set for myself, mm-hmm. I'll continue to do it. The minute that I feel that that wasn't what I sound like, that's not how I feel, that's not how I'm supposed to look, that's not how, that's when I will say, guess what? It's been wonderful, and thank you so very much, and bye-bye.
It's amazing in your career, if you think about how, you know, back when you were getting started, the TV shows and putting it on wax, and then now we pull songs out of the clear blue sky and they go into our phones. And so for you, I mean, how have you sort of, do you adjust with the times, or do you think kind of the times adjust to you?
I think they adjust to me, and I try to keep as current as I possibly can. Now, I've taken liberties with songs that I've recorded back in the 60s and 70s and kind of brought them into what is now the 21st century rhythmically and the approach that I take with the songs. But basically, you know, we're still the same buddies that we always were.
Also, you get to meet other super famous people like yourself and royalty and politicians. And what's that like over the years? You know, I saw a picture with you and Pat Nixon in 1971. I mean, that rubbing shoulders with all, and all they want to do is they want to meet you. They're big fans. That's got to be kind of surreal, huh?
Yeah, it can be. I'll tell you, it's been absolutely incredible to be able to say hello to those kinds of people. You know, I'm from East Orange, New Jersey. And who would have thought that I'd be able to say hello to Queen Elizabeth or President Johnson or President Reagan or, you know, just be in the same rooms with President Clinton. And they became friends, which is the most important and incredible part. I was considered their friend, which is a lovely way to be considered, I believe.
Right. I also wanted to ask you about your acting, too, in movies and in TV. Right. I think I remember you in a Rockford Files when I was a kid. Did you take that like a fish to water, or did you have to really work at acting classes and things like that?
Well, I was just me. It's so funny because each TV show that I did that I was quote unquote acting, I was told, just be you. And that's what I did. I was just being me.
Last question for you. We know all the hits, and you have so many great Grammy nominated or Grammy winning hits. Is there a certain song that's one of your favorites that's maybe not as well known?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few of them. One of them that I really am thinking of putting into my show, it's called Be Aware. It's a song that Hal David wrote, a lyric that is just so prolific and so apropos, especially now. That song, I believe people should be hearing at this point in time. So I'm considering putting that back into my show.
Dionne Warwick, Hollywood Walk of Fame, Grammy Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, R&B Hall of Fame, Apollo Theater Walk of Fame, as I mentioned, one of the most popular and successful singers of our time. Dionne, thank you so much for coming on, and we really appreciate it. And good to see you're still going strong. Keep it up.
Thank you, Dionne. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me on the show.
All right. It was our pleasure. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose.